Welcome to BDWPS Podcast. This is episode 104. And I know what you're thinking. You're asking yourself, who is this man talking? And you're asking yourself, where have you been? And you may be asking yourself, why are you here again? Well, folks, I have things to tell you about. I have wonderful things to tell you about, and those wonderful things happen to be my top 10 favorite songs of 2021. I know, I disappeared. I went into the mist and did not return. It's like Thanos snapped his fingers and BDWPS disappeared for 4 months, but I'm back. I don't know how long I'm back, but I'm back for now because I felt like I had to do my top 10 songs list. There is a lot going on at BDWPS. I know I haven't been doing the podcast. Of course, Year of the Iggy is still going strong. I think I'm on episode 8 or 9, and it's really the best part of his story, him and Bowie working on The Idiot. I just posted that episode a few weeks ago, and I'm now working on the episode where they go to Berlin, which is a wild, wild ride. So I hope you're coming along for that ride over at Year of the Iggy. You can listen to it on all streaming services other than Spotify. Guess I'm anti-Spotify like Mr. Neil Young. What else do I have to talk to you about? I'm back. So here's kind of what happened for those of you that are just like, whatever happened to that guy? I just kind of hit a blockade in about, I guess that last episode was August. I did a hip hop episode, some really good hip hop on that episode, but I just kind of got to a point where I'm like, I'm just not finding a lot of music that I felt I could put my stamp on. Like, yes, this is amazing music. And of course, I found some amazing music this year. In fact, I did post a year-end list about a week ago. Head over to BDWPS.com, see my top 20. I know it's usually a top 40, so that kind of gives you a little sense of me having trouble really dredging up some great stuff. I don't know if that's just listener exhaustion, laziness, the pandemic, who knows. But here I am today. I have some great songs for you. I hope you're along for the ride. It is great to be back. It was so fun yelling BDWPS just a minute ago. Been a while since I've done that, so this is feeling good. So we're going to start with my list. My number 10 song is from Angel Olsen. She, of course, had my favorite album of 2020. And this year she released an album of covers. The album is called Isles. I think there's 5 songs on it. And they're all 80s covers. And I love this album. I didn't put it on my year-end list because I kind of felt like an album of covers. I don't know. Is that really an album? Regardless, this is a great listen. She takes 80s classics and flips them on their head. She takes the synths and just buries them. She drowns them in echo and reverb and makes these really creepy songs. And I absolutely love it. The song that really has resonated me, you know how like at the end of the year, those of you use Spotify, you get like the list of most listened songs and blah, 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 blah. So with Apple, I just was like, oh, I wonder what was my most, this was my most listened song of the year. Even though it's at number 10 on here, this is one I kept going back to. I just couldn't get enough of that creepy, woozy synthesizer and, of course, her haunting vocals. So this is Angel Olsen covering the Billy Idol song, Eyes Without a Face.
I'm far from home. Don't call me on the phone.
That was Angel Olsen with Eyes Without a Face. What a great Billy Idol cover. If you enjoyed that, go check out the album. She does the Safety Dance. She does Forever Young. I mean, they're all five classic 80s songs that you know and love, or maybe you hate. But if you hate them, you might love Angel Olsen's version. We're going to number 9 on my list of the favorite songs of 2021. And this is from Courtney Barnett's new album, Things Take Time, Take Time. I really enjoy this album. I almost feel like it came so late in the year that it didn't have much of a chance to make my year-end list. You know, I had only given it about 5 listens. I really enjoyed it by the time I did the list, but it just didn't crack it. It's on my honorable mention, though, for sure. There's a song on this album, though, that really I just feel is so powerful. It's called Before You Gotta Go. And the thing with Courtney Barnett, I've compared her to Bob Dylan because of her ability to tell stories where there's just these little details that add heft to it, to add emotion to it. She can be very funny, sardonic, but she also tells stories that are emotional. And the song Before You Gotta Go, it's a very simple song, a nice catchy melody, but it's a song about not leaving a conversation angry. It kind of talks about before you go, we need to clean this up because I don't want our last conversation to be this. And it's weighs heavy on your heart when you think about that, like having an argument with someone and having that be your last argument. I don't think anybody wants that, especially, you know, with someone you really love and care about. So just a great love song about how little arguments, you know, don't let those tear down and resonate forever when you have that opportunity to try to end on a positive note with someone. So, great, powerful song. Of course, it's sweet, it's funny. It's Courtney Barnett. This is Courtney Barnett with the song Before You Gotta Go.
Before you gotta go, 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 I wanted you to know, no, 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 you're always on my mind. You're always on my mind. If something were to happen, my dear, I wouldn't want the last words you hear to be unkind. To be unkind. We got angry, said some careless things. Who was wrong remains unclear. Pride always keeping score. You don't have to slam the door. Before you gotta go, 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 I wanted you to know, no, 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 you're always on my mind. You're always on my mind. If something were to happen, I'm not afraid to die.
was Courtney Barnett with Before You Gotta Go. My number eight pick is not for the soft at heart. It is a heavy metal song. And I'll tell you what, one genre I really struggled to find great music this year was heavy metal. Again, it could have been I just wasn't looking hard enough. But there's only a handful of albums that I really enjoyed, and one of them is on my year-end list. There's a hardcore album you should check out, The Armed. But this song I'm about to play you, is by a band, a legendary band called I Hate God, spelled E-Y-E, Hate God. Sounds like a insurance commercial. E-Y-E, Hate God. That's E-Y-E, Hate God. Anyways, so this band has been around since 1988. They're known as like helping to create sludge metal. Very influential. Anytime they release something, I check it out. The new album, not perfect, but there's still some really great stuff on it. And buried on the album is this song. And I feel like it's buried on the album because they probably threw it on there as a joke. I don't know if it's meant to be a joke, but I just find this song so funny and in a weird way relatable. It's called Everything Every Day, and it's about the monotony of going to work and hating going to work and how it's every day. And I just find this song so freaking hilarious. I could see it being used in a movie like, you know, the next Office Space. I could see this being the song the guy is listening to as he drives to work, stuck in traffic. So this is I Hate God. That's E-Y-E, Hate God. With the song, Everything, Every Day.
Wake up every day. Go to work. Go to school. Every day, every day, every day, every day. Wake up at 6 a.m. Go to work. Go to school. Every day. Every day.
That was I Hate God with Everything Every Day. I hope you enjoyed that. It's just an outlandish song, which makes it great. At number seven, we're going to go a lot softer, a lot more personal. It's a song from Damien Jurado. He had an album come out this year called The Monster Who Hated Pennsylvania. Of course, Damien Jurado is one of those artists that just keeps releasing great music, and it feels like he's been doing it so long that he just kind of gets overshadowed. And I should talk. He's on my honorable mention. It's another great album of great storytelling, emotional songs. I just feel like he's picked up his game in the last 5 years lyrically. I mean, he's just really taking different elements of pop culture and weaving them into his songs and adding this very interesting layer to his songs. And that includes the song I'm going to play you today. It's called Johnny Caravella. And it is, if you don't know who Johnny Caravella is, he is the character on the TV show WKRP named Johnny Fever. And this is a song kind of like exploring the character of Johnny Fever. It's, like I said, it's a wild listen. And what I love about this song, why it's on this list, is traditional Damien Jurado, finger picking, soft vocals. And then it just kind of grows into something else. And this song becomes cacophonous. It's like, if you've ever listened to Damien Jurado and you've not heard this song, you're going to be shocked by this, because it's just like, whoa, what just happened? He really does some interesting things with this song. And I think that's why this song is really powerful for me. So this is Damien Jurado at number seven with Johnny Caravella.
Dear Johnny Midnight, dear Johnny Cool, I'm consulting the cards after hours in my room. I know I should leave, but I don't have the shoes or the courage. What do you see when the shades are removed? High on those words as you start the next tune. Eclipses are teacups, we're drinking the moon till you've landed. Removing the clouds and we all can get through. God is alive and the world's still in tune. Don't change that dial. Here's another word from one of your sponsors. Say them, my friends, are you tired of the pain? Is the weight of your ego the knife in your veins? Collecting the dimes till you've choked on the chains of your excess. Birds of Wyoming and flies till our mourning the loss of our withering spring. Who wear the crown when the change is approaching of summer, the seasonry now? When deer arrive and the bells are but ringing, nature it yawns at the sounds of you singing. All is but gone, yet we pretend to be dreaming. Sound of your mind pulling me through like some thread in the eye of a needle. I'm awaiting my turn in a long train of thought. Here in the back, any second to last. Tempted to leave, but I know once I do, I'll start over. That I quit my old life, erasing my name at the top of the page, moving my pen when the audience got too acquainted. I was tired, I
was weak and my jaw nearly broke. As I exited north, the radio spoke. All is not lost, even if you're without a direction. Go west, go west, 1972. The sun hasn't set, the stars very few. Just stick around till the light pushes into the darkness. Pushes into the darkness. Just stick around till the light pushes into the darkness. Just stick around till the light pushes into the darkness. Just stick around till the light pushes into the darkness.
That was Damian Jurado with Johnny Caravella. I told you that song got crazy. I told you. Next up, I got some hip hop for you. And this is an artist I've been telling you about for years and years and years. And that is Little Sims. Little Sims has come a long way, folks. She released an album this year called Sometimes I Might Be Introvert. And finally, she's getting the critical praise she deserves. She made a lot of year-end lists, of course made mine, the highest she's ever ranked on one of my lists, one of my favorite albums of the year. It's so well crafted. She's grown so much. I'm so proud of her as an artist, as someone who's listened to her all this time. You know, you look at her early work, she had that song Dead Body. I don't know if you've heard it. You should listen to it. It's great, but it's also, it's like gothic rap. And here she is now writing this beautiful, soulful music. It reminds me of like Erykah Badu at times. There's orchestration. It's just a really beautiful album. And the lyrics, as always, are powerful. The song I'm going to play you that is my favorite song off the album is called Woman. And that's what it is. It's a celebration of womankind. It talks bluntly about inequalities, and it's just a beautifully written song. And like I said, it's got this Erykah Badu feel to it. Just a fantastic album. So if you enjoy this song, definitely go give that album a listen. This is Little Sims with Woman.
Niger women got the melanin dripping. L-O-N-D-O-N, city girl living in the back, looking like fire, chili pepper. Europe girl tougher than imperial leather. He was getting bitter while she was getting better. Diamonds are forever. Miss Sierra Leone looking like a gem. Works hard in the week, party on the weekend. Know you wanna live with no one watching how you spend. Got a thing for the finer things and the finer men. Miss Tanzania, she a do or die. Says she wanna know more about the Sukuma tribe. We hit the zoo, once wasn't enough. Got an ocean full of knowledge, you could scuba dive. Miss Ethiopia can play so jazzy. They sit you down to school, you want Selassie. Tell them you're nothing without a woman, no. Woman to woman, I just wanna see you glow. Tell them what's up. You repping for your country, son. Kissing your brown skin, looking like money. Says she focusing on being an accountant. When you have beauty and brains, they find it astounding. Why she been getting it on her own, nigga? Self-made, ain't nobody doing gold, nigga. Now Miss India always beats with her chest. Got respect from her people, cause she leads them the best. Real life queen in the flesh, no crown get heavy, silly bees on your head. Brooklyn ladies know you hustle on the daily, innovative just like Donna Summer in the 80s. Your time is seeing you glow now. Intelligence and elegance, show them how. Miss Jamaica understand food for the soul. She get up in the kitchen or she throw down. Ain't nothing without a woman, no. Woman to woman, I just wanna see you glow. Tell them what's up. Gonna go, calm with it, never let the marijuana fail. Though a sucker for the romance, take you to the homeland one way. She ain't coming back, nah. All I see is black stars and I friggin' love it, yeah, yeah. Time's up, tell the people that we coming, yeah, yeah. Done being in the shadow, going public, yeah, yeah. Don't know how to bear it, how to stomach, yeah, yeah. Hand over the shit and let us run it, yeah, yeah. All we know is looking clueless, all they know is stir, stir. Ain't nothing without a woman, no. Woman to woman, I just wanna see you glow, glow, glow.
I love how you go from zero to 100 and leave the dust behind. You've got this and lead the way of your life. You
woman
got
to woman,
this
I just wanna see you glow. Tell them what's up.
You know, Cindy, sometimes, you know,
that was Little Sims with Woman. Another one of my favorite albums of the year came out from Illuminati Hotties, and the album is called Let Me Do One More. You guys know I have been on the Illuminati Hotties bandwagon since first seeing them at South by Southwest, and the new album is just a great ride. As always, it's fun, it's silly, it's, you know, sometimes it's power pump, power pop punk. Sometimes it's like chaotic. Sometimes it's real soft spoken. And the lyrics are just fantastic. So once again, an awesome album from Illuminati Hotties. And my favorite song on the album is probably the least Illuminati Hotties style song. It's the last track on the album. It's called Growth. And I feel like she recorded this on a tape recorder because it's so lo-fi. It's so soft and muted, and the lyrics are just kind of, they come out at you from nowhere because the album is so silly and funny and goofy. You know, she's singing about doing kickflips on her skateboard and drinking Topo Chico and pool hopping, you know, and then this last song comes and you're like, oh, gut punch. It's about the loneliness of adulthood, and it hits home. It hits home. I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. This is Illuminati Hotties with Growth.
I have been careful for all of my years. I tried
so wrapped in themselves.
Each time I come home, I still look for my dog. It's a force of old habit. It's not that I forgot. For a second, I'm alright. Till I realize she's gone. I guess being an adult is just being alone. I'll go back to the couch, let you stare at your phone. We'll pretend this is normal. We'll pretend this is growth.
That was Illuminati Hotties with Growth. Next up is another one of my favorite albums of the year, and that is the new release from Ty Siegel. The album is called Harmonizer, and the song is called Harmonizer. This album came out of nowhere for me. You know, I've given you the spiel about Ty Siegel. He releases too much music. It's too much. It's hard to keep up with. Every album has fluff, and I've bemoaned on this podcast for years if he would just edit himself. And I feel like he finally did it this time. Harmonizer is an album that is definitely has a direction, has a focus. It's glam rock. It's T-Rex. It's Ziggy Stardust. It's dirty. It's greasy. It's grimy. It's rock and roll. I freaking love this album. As I said, I was not expecting it much. I was like, all right, there's a new Ty Siegel. Guess I'll give it my, you know, one listen or two, and I can't quit listening to this thing. And of course, the title track, Harmonizer, the guitars sound otherworldly. It's got this funky beat. It's got such an awesome energy that I absolutely love. This is Ty Siegel with Harmonizer.
Watch the wood slip, trip, and roll down. To the tip of your tongue now. I wanna hear you touch my eardrum. I wanna hear our tongues make friction. I wanna hear our tongues make friction.
words to form a language. Up all together now, harmonize, being 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 harmonize, being
was Ty Segall with Harmonizer. All right, we're going to keep it rocking here. My number three song is from the artist Torres. Again, an artist I have been lauding for years. Torres released an album this year called Thirstier. She's, you know, her last album last year, Silver Tongue, was also fantastic. She just keeps it coming. This album is even more positive than that one. I remember, you know, she's done interviews talking about how she's fallen in love, and it's kind of helped her adjust that bitterness that was evident in some of her tracks and some of her older stuff. And there's just so much joy and so much love in this new album. And the most joyful and loving song in the album is, of course, Hug from a Dinosaur. It's just a plain, straightforward punk rock song. It's like Liz Phair. It's like 90s. Juliana Hatfield or something. It's just so straightforward, punk rock, fun, joyful. Sounds like a Built to Spill song. I don't know. There's just, maybe it's the dinosaur thing. I don't know. It's just, I love this song. I saw her in concert twice this year. Definitely one of my favorite concerts of the year. Got to see her. I went to New York in October. When did I go to New York? October. Anyways, I got to see her final show, and she lives in New York, and it was just, what a powerful experience. And of course, this song had me just tears of joy, jumping around, really enjoying the vibes. So this is Torres with Hug from a Dinosaur.
Lord, girl, you're the best of all possible worlds. Before my wild happiness, who was I? Not yours, Lord, girl, you're the best of all possible worlds. Before my wild happiness, who was I if not yours? My baby ran a blazing 40 laps around the sun. She is hungry, she is thirsty, but she don't want to stop and love. Yeah.
That was Torres with Hug from a Dinosaur. So over the past 12 months, I kept telling my friends, this song is the best song of the year. It's at number two, and I'll tell you the song that beat it out at the last minute. But the song is, of course, Samurai Sword by Chad Van Gallen. He had the new album called World's Most Stressed Out Gardener. Not his best album. It's got some kind of weird synthesized stuff going on, a lot of instrumental tracks. But, you know, there's still some great stuff in there. I love that you don't know what you're going to get with Chad Van Gallen. You know you're going to get some very tasty melodies, and you know you're going to get some really wild lyrics. And that is the story with Samurai Sword. This song tells the story of a guy who lost his samurai sword. And he borrowed it from a friend, and he's trying to find it. And that's it. It's 2 minutes long, and it's just, it's quaint, it's silly, and it's relatable. You know, you borrow something, you lose it, and you're like, have you seen this thing? There's also a music video I would highly suggest, because of course Chad Van Gallen draws all his own animations. But I would say listen to it first without the animation, just so you kind of get your own visuals of it. But just a nice, sweet song. You can sing to your children if you have children. This is Chad Van Gallen with Samurai Sword.
Has anybody seen a samurai sword? I think I left it leaning up beside the outhouse door. When I came back later, it was missing, of course. Has anybody seen a samurai sword? It has a stingray handle that's a little bit torn. Maybe you could have mistaken it for one of yours. Well, I really need it back to fight my way to the end. Plus, it's only on loan from a friend. Fold it over a million times for the lonely blacksmith who lives in disguise. It's simply irreplaceable. It's totally indestructible.
Chad Van Gallen with Samurai Sword. All right, so what is the song that beat out Samurai Sword? How could any song beat out Samurai Sword? Am I right? Well, I can't help but place Amy Mann's new song, Suicide is Murder, at number one. It's from her album, Queens of the Summer Hotel. These were songs that were written for a musical based on the book Girl Interrupted. The musical has not happened because of the pandemic. So Amy Mann went ahead and released the album. It's, I love all Amy Mann stuff, but it's one of her best in a long time. The production is super orchestrated and ornate, and it's just a different feel than anything she's done before. And then, of course, there's this song, Suicide is Murder. It's about how a suicide affects everyone that's left behind. The shrapnel of the suicide, you know, the guilt others feel, the pain, how that weighs heavy on everyone's soul that was close to that person. And it's just such a riveting perspective. And of course, as powerful as anything Amy Mann has done, one of the best songs she's ever written, if not her best. I know that's crazy to say, but I just find this song to be brilliant in its presentation of suicide, such a unique perspective on suicide. And yeah, it's just the song that I discovered it. You know, her album came out in like November or something, and this song, every time it came on, I'd just be kind of like with chills and, you know, kind of shaken. So this is the number one song. It's good to be back. I do plan to do another episode next month. It might be late in the month. I am listening to music right now from 1979. Yes, I'm still keeping that alive. So if anything, I'm doing an episode next month. I'm planning to go to South by Southwest this year, so there should be something with that coming out. So who knows? Maybe BDWPS is back. I'll try to keep it up. I do enjoy it. You know, this has been fun for me. I hope it's been fun for you. And if anything, go check out my list. Go check out Year of the Iggy. And hopefully, I will be back in a month. This is Amy Mann at number one with Suicide is Murder.
Picture yourself there in the snow turning blue. Get used to that being you. Picture yourself, blood from a cut on your wrist, checking for veins that you missed. The suicide is murder. All of your ills is a drowning.